Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, along with a very, very interesting pitcher. He's had a great season. That is Zach Gallen. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I'm glad to have you on the show. You did something that it was just amazing to me, and I lived through the scoreless inning streak of Don Drysdale and Oral Hershiser. Heck, you went 44 and a third scoreless innings. It was so cool.
Yeah, no, it was a crazy run. Honestly, wasn't anything I was thinking about. Honestly, the first 25 or so innings, and then started to catch some wind, and people started publicizing a little bit more. And you know, next thing I know, I'm getting mentioned with the names that you had mentioned. So it's been cool.
Yeah, six starts in a row. Come on, Zach Greinke is in there. Double D, Don Drysdale's in there. What are you thinking about as this thing is starting to build up?
Yeah, I was trying not to think about it. Was my main goal, but yeah, I mean, the longer it went on, the more incredible the names on the list were. So just to be mentioned in the conversation with those guys and those names, those guys have had unbelievable Hall of Fame careers. So it was a lot of fun just to be mentioned in the same conversation as them.
All right, so there you go against Colorado, and we knew this was going to be trouble. You know that pitching in Colorado. And you go another, three innings or so. You get up to 44 and a third. You set the team record. Brandon Webb, you knocked him out of the books. But as you're getting into that Colorado start and things are starting to happen, there's C.J. Cron and guys are going to hit the ball a little bit. What happens?
Yeah, I honestly, it's probably one of the best starts how I felt with my pitches, during the whole streak. I know one of the first starts of the streak was in Colorado. I think I went 7 scoreless, so I wasn't necessarily too worried about Colorado. I know, wacky things can happen, but I was just trying to pitch the game on, normally do there and, just go and be on the attack. And, weird things happen in Colorado. So, a shift beater and a bloop hit, and next thing just a single. I kind of knew it would end on a way like that. It's bittersweet. I'm glad that the stress and the, building up of it is over. But it was fun to, get in that groove.
Well, it's one of those great records. It's fun to see you do it each time out there. I loved it. All right, you're a kid from New Jersey. What kind of baseball kid were you?
Yeah, I grew up a Cardinals fan, actually. Yeah, we live about 20 to 25 minutes away from the Phillies stadium. I grew up, I was a Mark McGwire fan, so it was, anything that the Cardinals had to do with the Cardinals, I was a Cardinals fan because of Mark McGwire, and then they were good as I was growing up, so I stuck with them. It was Mark McGwire was my guy.
And look who you got drafted by.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of people joked. They said I was born, with a rabbit's foot or a horseshoe or four-leaf clover, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it kind of worked out. I went to my dream school in North Carolina, got drafted by my, childhood team. It's been crazy.
Well, being drafted by the Cardinals, it's a pretty exciting moment for that to happen. But you're at North Carolina. Are you a North Carolina Duke guy?
Yeah, the rivalry is it's really only basketball, and everything else, baseball, football. It's NC State is the other rival, those rivalries would get intense. Even the baseball, we would still, as much as they were our little brother, they would still get intense. It's cool. It's a cool atmosphere to be on that campus when it's Duke Carolina week, and it's something that everyone should see.
Well, it's an outstanding school, not that easy to get into for you. So what did you study in Carolina?
I was a management and society major, which is a combination of business management and sociology. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do baseball, and I knew I wanted to do something with business. And the more and more I got into studying and taking my major classes, I started to realize, okay, this is something that I really like. I like understanding people and the way things work and the management part of all that stuff. So it actually worked out being pretty good.
Zach Gallen with us in Pitcher of the Month in August, Pitcher of the Week in September. I don't know what else is left for you. Maybe the Cy Young Award one of these days. That could be in there. But when did you realize, hey, I could pitch in the big leagues?
Yeah, I kind of always had that thought, even as a kid. It was something I always wanted to do, and I was going to do everything I could to make that happen. There's just different points in your career where it's like, okay, you start to have a lot more success than failure. But I'd say to pinpoint would be probably one of the last few starts I made in Miami. It was actually in Chicago. I got my first win against the White Sox and just kind of went seven innings. I don't think I gave up a run, and just everything started to click, and I started to feel more comfortable. Once the whole, you know, thing of the new, bright, shiny part of being in the big leagues kind of wore off a little bit is when I started to settle in, and that's when I was like, okay, I can actually pitch here. I can get some outs. And let's see what we can do.
Boy, what a great season. Number one in the league in WHIP and things like that. But what makes you successful? What is it?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is just staying on the attack. I think that's the big thing for me. Sometimes I can get out there and have a little bit of an approach where maybe being a little bit too meticulous and trying to think about it a little bit too much. But I think lately I just had, you know, been on the attack. I've had to work with, be able to, you know, four pitches, and maybe not all of them work on the same day, but at least being able to offer them and try and change things up. And I think the biggest thing that allows me to do is just be unpredictable. You know, so anytime you're thinking it's a fastball count, maybe not a fastball is coming. So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for me is just really being unpredictable out there.
Yeah, for me it's command of being able to put the ball where you want to put it. Everybody can throw a strike, but you got to throw a strike on the corner.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. When you can command a strike on the corner, you know, with all four of your pitches, it definitely makes it hard for the hitter to. They have to respect, you know, so much of the plate, and they can't really eliminate pitches. That's what I've noticed. You know, just as I've, you know, gone throughout my career.
So you're a New Jersey kid. Pizza for you? What is it?
Yeah, I love pizza. I'm out on the hunt to find some of the best pizza. I'm a little, it's unfortunate, I guess, in Arizona there's not as much good pizza. But when I, you know, as opposed to when I go back home in New Jersey, there's good pizza everywhere. So yeah, it's funny hearing guys their reviews on pizza when we have it, you know, either here or other cities. And it's just funny to see how other people rank with other, you know, pizzas and whatnot.
Well, for the Giants, Joe Panik was the pizza guy, and he always said to me, because I'm from Brooklyn, said, now do you say pizza or pizza pie? And I say a pie.
Yeah, I guess I say both would be either way. You know, a slice or a pie. Yeah, I've said both. I don't know if I've ever actually just stuck to one, but I've definitely been like, oh, like, let's get a pepperoni pie or whatever, you know, something like that.
So what's it like for you pitching in San Francisco? It's a beautiful ballpark. The weather is interesting. How do you like it?
Yeah, San Francisco is definitely interesting. I have to admit, the first time I was there, I know everyone loved San Francisco and Oracle Park, and I didn't get it. I was like, oh, I'm not really sure. And then the more and more that we've gone there now, I've actually just, you know, started to appreciate it a lot more. It's super unique. The everything in the artwork and everything and being right on the bay, I think it's a super cool spot. And like you said, the weather is odd. You know, it's middle of August and, you know, it could be 65 degrees. You got to bring a jacket. So it's definitely weird. But yeah, it's a cool park. It's, you know, it could be a very friendly pitcher's park, but also be a very deadly hitter's park with the wind. So yeah, like you said, it's one of those places where weird things can definitely happen.
Boy, that's part of pitching in the National League West. Marty Lurie here with Zach Gallen as we talk a little bit about his career. But you did get traded from your boyhood team, the Cardinals, to the Marlins, and what a trade, my God, for Marcell Ozuna. But the four of you all are in the big league. Castano can pitch. The lefty Sierra's in there. There's a guy called Alcantara. He's in there too. And you, come on.
Yeah. It was weird. We heard the rumors. I was actually in Jupiter at the time at the Cardinals spring training complex for doing a little winter kind of camp thing, and I actually got traded on my way home from the camp. Yeah, that the Cardinals made a big, you know, to deal about me coming down there for the camp and all this stuff. And you know, what a long story short, they traded me on the way home. So I guess, I don't know, I guess the camp wasn't good enough, whatever. But yeah, we knew Sandy was the name that was going to be rumored. Other than that, I'm like, oh, I just got drafted. There's no way they trade me. Next thing you know, I land in New Jersey in December and I got traded to Miami. But yeah, the trade seemed to work out for the Marlins. You know, you got four big leaguers out of it. You know, so some things, you know, they happen like that.
Yeah, a short time in Miami, though, as I told you, I grew up in Miami in South Florida. But a short time for you, and then you're traded to Arizona. What's wrong with you? Come on.
I don't know. I that was my joke for the longest time. I don't know how many guys have been traded twice before they turn 24. There's something, I don't know. There's something wrong with me, I guess. But, yeah, you know, it's a weird thing to be traded once. It's definitely a weird thing to be traded twice. You're like, well, did the other team not want? They wanted me at first, now they don't want me anymore. But it's a business. It's one of those things you just have to understand. It's, you know, just kind of pieces in the machine, and, you know, teams are just trying to figure out what works for them. But, you know, getting traded here was probably the best thing that's happened in my career. I love Arizona. The front office here, the coaching staff, the guys, it's been an awesome journey so far.
Well, next year we're going to see some new rules. The shift rule is coming in, plus the pitch clock, and can't throw over. You throw over a lot. We know you're one of those throw over guys.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that I throw over. I was battling a little bit of a thing for a little while, just, you know, just getting stuck and didn't want to balk. And so I've had to curtail that to the best of my ability. But it's not something I'm necessarily worried about. We kind of had similar pitch clock rules in AAA when I was coming up in 19, so I'm kind of used to the pitch clock. I know it'll be a little bit of an adjustment phase, but I think, you know, it's just like everything. You know, other sports adjust. But, yeah, it's one of those things that – the league was going to implement it. They wanted to implement it, so I can't really be too mad about it. Either way, it was going to happen. It is what it is.
Well, what's the future hold for you? This has been a very exciting season for you.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me is, you know, just to keep improving. It's trying how I am every day. I'm trying to work on something, you know, whatever it is, whether it's reinforcing whatever I feel is good and is working for me or trying to figure out something new. But I think that's for me. I think, you know, once you're stagnant in this game and once you become idle, you've lost, you've fallen too far behind. So for me, that's the biggest thing, is just keep on, you know, the up and up and keep trying to improve.
Well, one last thought for you. It's nice to talk to you. As I say, Zach Allen is our guest. So you lay down in bed at night, you've thrown 40 scoreless innings, whatever it was, 41 in the third. You lay down, you say, am I really doing this?
Yeah, honestly, it got to a point where I'm, you know, once I got to 41 and a third, I think it was, and was looking at Brandon Webb's record, the number 59, you know, for Hershiser's record, it started to come up more, and I'm looking at the list going, there's, like, I don't even, at least six Hall of Famers on this list. I'm like, this is insane. Like, it was in shock, really. So it was, like, almost getting too high and having to bring myself back down and be like, no, this is a list. Like, you've thrown well. You deserve to be on this list. Like, so just keep, you know, trying to do what you're doing. So, yeah, it was a balancing act, I guess I could say.
All right. Our pleasure to have you on. It really is nice. And good luck to you. And we'll see you down the road.
Great. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.